The Syrian government and the opposition have struck a deal at the Geneva peace talks. Damascus has agreed to let women and children leave besieged districts of the city of Homs. But insurgents in Syria now say they want guarantees that those leaving Homs would not face arrest by Syrian forces. Anti-government protesters in Ukraine have seized the Justice Ministry building in Kiev, and Ukrainian opposition leaders have told their supporters to keep holding demonstrations. Earlier, they dismissed the concessions offered by President Viktor Yanukovych as inadequate. The opposition is demanding that the president sign the EU trade deal and free all political prisoners. Tunisian Prime Minister-designate Mahdi Jomah says he has formed a new caretaker cabinet. Jomah also said he has presented the president a list of his proposed ministers. Under Tunisian law, each member of the new cabinet must now win a vote of confidence in the parliament. The new prime minister of the Central African Republic says he plans to meet with all of the country's warring factions in order to end the fighting. He has also emphasized the need to promote national reconciliation and improve the people's dire living conditions. In France, thousands of people have held a demonstration against the policies of socialist President François Hollande in Paris. Police used tear gas to disperse protesters and arrested at least 150 people. The embattled French leader is under fire at home over his policies, including his decision to legalize same-sex marriage. A boat carrying local tourists in India is capsized off eastern Andaman and Nicobar Islands, killing 21 people. Officials say the tourists were all Indians. Initial reports say the ferry developed a crack and then sank. 13 people were saved, but rescuers are still looking for another 11 missing.